You two want to do it? You two want to do it?
Am I getting
Why don't you back it up.
John Morris told everybody talk about learning tunes off Glenn Smith. Said he never did learn but one off of him. Said a good Eliza Jane. He didn't even like that. John got a lot of them off me. Why don't we do two or three in G? Mix them up a little.
I have to retune everything. If I can do any more in D, it would help me.
Yeah. John.
If I ever heard you do that?
Coming in there.
Am I with you, Mills?
I think so.
The one called Sleepy Eyed John.
Thank you. out on that.
Okay.
Want to hear a little of that?
Oh, I know. At the last time through there. I know. Whatever you think.
Hold that.
Yep.
Hold it.
Okay.
Milton's did it.
I did. I'll take it.
What?
I went into an augmented fifth there.
Sleepy-eyed John. Said when he got his first television show, said he had Grandpa Jones helping him do one new. And he said back then he couldn't just cut out this. Said the whole thing had to be done over if someone messed up. And he said that someone along the line would mess up every time. He said Grandpa Jones had sung Methodist Pie 9 times. And he said, he looked over and said, Grandpa had a broom sweeping. He said, what are you doing, Grandpa? He said, I'm a cleaning me off a place to have a fit. That old dude is something else. Tennessee Ernie Ford said he had him down in Florida. They went quail hunting and they had this guide with them. You know, and said, Grandpa just got out and just got started and just starving to death for a drink of water. And he mentioned it. You know, guy told him, said, that hole of water right back there. He said, good water. Said, come from underground spring. Grandpa went down, laid down, started getting him drink. Big alligator looked in the face that like scared him to death. And he said, that guy told him, said, now I'm going to tell you, Grandpa. He said, that alligator was scared just as bad as you was. Well, he said, if he was, the water wouldn't be fit to drink.
Yeah. Glenn, what do you got up your sleeve there? Besides B.O.
Pull another detune out there. I'll do that rye straw.
I'll try it.
Up to you.
Tape's cheap.
Your funeral.
You're right about that.
You want to try it solo?
Yeah, that might be an idea.
What?
Just play it solo.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
Try it. You play a good version of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you want two mics up there,
Ryan? Let me just wipe it over.
Right
now,
stand
here and make faces.
That's right.
I ain't gonna see
you. Want to run through it once?
No.
Just do it.
I can butch it just as bad one time as another. Try one called Rye Straw. Jack Elam. That looked exactly like Jack Elam in that picture.
When did Willard do that?
Willard done that when I was playing on the stage at Galax, Virginia.
Is that right?
That's quick.
How long ago?
77.
I didn't even know he was doing that kind of stuff there.
Oh, I play with Willard every time I go down there.
I don't know him. Last night.
You know him. Yeah. Matt, he is telling me about these fine musicians he met up here in West Virginia, and Jerry Mills and this first one another. You wouldn't happen to know them, would you? I think I do.
Don't know, but don't blame
Chester. He knowed them. Then he said this. There's three brothers. And I can't think of their names. I said, well, I know their names. I said, one Dave, and the other one Tim, and the other one is Mike, the Bing brother. That's the one. That's the one.
Your dad play fiddle, Glenn?
Good fiddler, but he played banjo all the time. He hardly ever played the fiddle.
What did he play when
he didn't help me one. When I was trying to get started, I didn't even know didn't even know he played the fiddle. And that, of course, that was the Indian in him. You had to ask him something before he wasn't sure wouldn't volunteer nothing. I come in from work one evening. He was sitting out under this big cherry tree. I never will forget he was fiddling the forking horn deer, just playing it as pretty as I ever heard in my life. Man, I run up, I couldn't even, me trying to get a few tunes started. I didn't know you could play a fiddle. He said, you never asked me, and that's all it was to it. He might pick it up once every 6 or 8 months, something like that, and he played that banjo all the time.
What did he play like? What did his banjo picking?
A lot like your banjo picking.
Was that right?
Yeah. He was, man, it had to be double noted. That's tough.
You guys are still with me, huh?
We're still here.
We're just getting started now.
Oh,
okay. We just.
It's getting awful.
Deep water.
Yeah.
Glenn, who was, when you were trying to start and learn, who was it that you listened to? What fiddlers did you listen to?
Arthur Smith, Tommy Magnus, and old Georgie Slim a lot. That's where I got a lot of fiddle tunes from Georgie Slim. That Blackberry Blossom that I play, I got that from Uncle Charlie Higgins.
Was he local?
Yeah, he lived just out of Galax there.
Was he on record? Did they record him any? Did you know him?
No, I don't think. He might have been, but I'm not sure about it. But I'd go on Sunday and play all day with old Uncle Charlie. Herbert, that was Uncle Charlie's son. He was a good fiddler. Hard to get him started, but he was a good fiddler.
Did you learn many tunes from the old men around there locally?
Quite a few.
But you also listened to radio?
I got the bigger part of my tunes off of the radio. As a lot of them old fiddlers, old Joe Clark and Cripple Creek and Sally Gooden and Shortening Bread and stuff like that, and they had a collection of about 10 or 15 tunes, and they have to start all over. Well, I got to picking them up from everywhere. That's the way I got my collection of fiddle tunes. And I might hear a tune tonight on the radio, and not be where my fiddle was. Well, I'd forget all about it. Well, a week later, I might be laying in the bed, and that tune come to me. If it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd get up and go get my fiddle and play it, and then I had it. I was always pretty fortunate to be able to remember a tune.
What radios were you listening to? Who were those guys playing?
Georgie Slim, he was from, I believe it's Dalrio, Texas. And Arthur Smith was on the Grand Ole Opry back in them days. Tommy Magnus, he was at Roanoke, Virginia. And then there's Jimmy Shoemake from over at North Wilkesboro. He was a whale of a good fiddler. I listened to Jimmy a lot. That's where I got my Patty on the Turnpike from Jimmy Shoemake.
Did you play many of the tunes? What's some of those they played locally there? Old Jimmy Sutton?
I never played that tune.
Or June Apple?
June Apple, that's one of my favorites.
You played it years ago?
I picked that one up from Tommy Gerald. I played an awful lot with Tommy.
After you were... had moved up here, or you?
Well,
played?
I played with Tommy when I lived back there. I've played with him when I lived back there, and then since I've been down there before he died, I'd go down there two or three trips every year and spend the weekend with Tommy.
So you knew him pretty well from
years
ago?
I know Tommy well. My daddy played with Tommy's daddy, Ben Gerald.
Was Ben a pretty good fiddler?
He was a good fiddler. My daddy used to, when I would be playing the fiddle, he'd always tell me, "Now, if you get to where you can play that like old Ben Gerald, you've got it made." Now, when it comes to leather breeches, there was another old fiddler back there. He'd always tell me, "Now, if you get to where you can rock the bow on that like Bob Crawford, I'll say you're playing leather breeches." So that's the way he talked to me about my fiddling. I had to be right up equal with one of them men before he was going to give me any praise. No man Bob Crawford had a different version of leather breeches to anyone I ever heard.
When did you start?
I started when I was 15 years old. I got a hold of my first fiddle and got started scratching around, and the first thing I ever got started on a fiddle, so you can tell about how long I've been playing, when they come out with "You Are My Sunshine." Now, I got that stuff, and instead of a fiddle tune, now that's the only thing I could get started. And that was my first endeavor tackle.
Was that Gene Autry singing that?
No, it was the governor of, what state was it?
Louisiana.
Governor of Louisiana, Jimmy, Davis?
Jimmy Davis,
I believe his name. Now, that's when he come out with that, was when I was learning to play the fiddle.
You played with Wade Maynor and the Dean Brothers.
Some. Mm-hmm. The Dean Brothers, the last account I had of them, they was in Salt Lake City. And they both got families that play music. I run into them about back in the 70s at Galax's. And they were little guys when I knowed them, but they knowed me, and they come up and we all played some with the second generation. Some of them playing rock, and some of them jazz and something else, but we all got together and started playing old time when we got together. They remembered way Henry and Diz played with me, you know, so we all got started playing some of that stuff.
What kind of tunes was you playing with them?
Oh, the Lost Indian, just leather breeches and blackberry blossom stuff like
play?
That.
What instruments?
They both played guitars.
Did they sing much?
Oh, they was excellent singers. They was fine singers.
Well, what was Wade Maynor playing?
Banjo picker.
Two fingers?
Three fingers.
Three fingers.
Mm-hmm. Like Kurt McGee used to do. If you ever listened to Arthur Smith's records, excuse me, Arthur Smith's records, Kurt McGee was doing picking, but they still hadn't come out with what Earl Scruggs did. But he was doing this mostly in chords. If you ever listened to them records, I used to could play a little on a banjo like Kurt McGee, but now I couldn't tune one, much less play it.
Get started playing with the Bog Trotters, you were telling me.
When Uncle Eck got too old to get around. Well, as the Moose had a band there, and there's Doc Davis and myself and Walt Hanks. And I don't know who all was in it, but it's been a devil a long time ago. But Doc played the auto harp. Walt Hanks, he's dead and gone. He played bass fiddle. The old upright bass. Field Ward, he was in it. He played guitar.
Was Wade Ward playing with them at that time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wade played banjo. I played a lot with Wade. One of the finest old men I ever met was Wade Ward. Him and old Uncle Charlie Higgins. They both took me under their wing when they seen I was interested in music. And they really treated me nice, and they teach me a tune or something. Well, they did.
What was your dad's name, Glenn?
Creed. Creed Smith.
Are you in relation to the Glenn Smith that
played the banjo?
No relation whatsoever. Knowed him real well and played with him, but with no relation. And there's 15 or 20 Glenn Smiths here in West Virginia. I've been dead 4 or 5 times. Buddy Griffin, he had me dead here one time. I went down to college and showed up, and he about out of fit. Yeah, they had a lot of Glenn Smiths here in West Virginia.
Wade Ward changed from clawhammer style to a two-finger or three-finger for a good many years, didn't he?
Well, he would do a little of both. And But he mostly clawhammered. Another old time banjo picker down there, and a bluegrass banjo picker, and he was real good either way. I don't remember what his name was. They called him Happy Smith. He was a barber out of Winston-Salem, and him and Larry Richardson played a lot together. And he was just as good a bluegrass banjo picker as he was old time. But you know, he was an old man then, but he started clawhammering. Then after him and Larry got together, he learned this year bluegrass picking, and he was good either way. I never will forget one time he played with me there at the Fiddler's Convention. Some old boy walked up, and he had him a bass made out of a wash tub. Old Hap had had a drink or two, and he come in behind us with a wash tub. Hap said, "Where the hell did you get that beehive?"
Did you know any of your grandparents, Glenn? Did any of them play music?
My granddad played the old-time banjo. He was an old Civil War veteran, lived to be 107 years old. And he played after he was in his 90s and 100. Fought under Stonewall Jackson. I was down there talking with one of my nephews, I mean my cousins. He is in his late 80s. He's late 80s, Chester Smith. And we was talking about our grandpa, and I can remember him, just barely can remember him, but he could remember him well, and he helped take care of him. And he said in his last days that all he wanted to talk about was what a great man Stonewall Jackson was, and what a smart guy and everything. And he said he told him a tale that when he was in the war, that they let him have time off. He had to ride this horse 250, 300 miles. They give him a mount and give him 6 weeks off to come home and help put out the crop. When that was up, he went right back to riding the fighting again. But I can remember him. He got his hip broke after he was about 96 or 7 years old. And he had to be he sat in an old big rocking chair all the time. I can just remember that. But he'd take that old banjo then and sing him old Civil War songs, you know, and just like a young man, and him in his 90s then.
You remember any of the songs?
Oh, that one we played that year, Jubilo.
Yeah.
He sung the words to all that. And this first one's Susanna and all that stuff, you know.
What was his name?
Mallory. I hope that was his name, Mallory. Everybody back there called him Mal. I guess that was. I've tried to get some stuff on the old man. I was back there this summer and trying to find some pictures. Nobody has any pictures of the old guy. And I'd like to find some stuff on him, get a little dope on when he was younger and this, that, and the other. But nobody seems to know anything about him, of course. Back then, if you got a picture, it was one of them old tin types, something like that, and they absolutely didn't make too many pictures back in them days. I was talking with a guy up at Jackson's Mill, and he told me he would see if I could give him the county he was from, and he'd try to get me a little stuff on him, but I've not heard from him. I'm going to have to get a cough drop here.
Well, you talked about that Leather Bridges. You want to play your version of it? It's a good one.
Hmm?
Your version of Leather Bridges.
I'll play the old man Bob Crawford version. Bob Crawford, back in Virginia. Three or four words.
Now, can I run the food process, or are you going to be in the doing something else?
Go ahead.
I'll be
there. Was that Bob Crawford, is that the one that your dad said if you learned to rock a bow like him?
Yeah, on Leather Bridges. Huh. I'll play that tune for you that the old man back in Virginia played on the old French harp for me. He called it Old Tin Pan.
With a hole in the bottom of it?
Mm-mm.
There's that one. There's something about a wagon wheel, too. Right? What's that one?
The old man played this on an old harp and called it the Old Tin Pan.
Thank you.
guy. He was about 75 years old and played that long little harmonica and called it Old Tin Pan.
What's the one about the wagon wheel there? What's that called?
Wagon tire tightener.
Yeah. Wagon tire tightener.
A little fat guy back home, he's a school teacher. Oh, man, Richard Farmer.